Welcome back, everybody, to another fantastic episode of the Be Better podcast. On a day when Minnesota is seeing some of its first snowflakes, we're sitting and waiting for a big snowstorm. And normally that would mean I would be hunkered down somewhere with my co-host Gabby, but that is not the case today. Today, Gabby is on her honeymoon. Gabby got married recently, and we want to wish her a huge congratulations.
Happy retirement, Gabby.
She's not retired, Devin. So she is not here. So we brought in our relief pitcher, someone who comes in and, you know, when you need someone to sit in, and that's our old friend, Devin Palmer.
Devin Palmer, Remax Results. Happy to be here.
Plug. You know why I have not learned my lesson on this is just beyond me. I don't know why I keep going to the well. I don't know. Is it your smile?
Must be.
It must be the snarkiness, too. Devin, I am super excited because not only just because, you know, I'm not excited because you're here, but I'm excited about today's guest. Today's guest is an old acquaintance of ours.
Old acquaintance. And so you are acknowledging I am the new co-host.
No, I'm acknowledging that you're old.
Yep. I'm acknowledging the new co-host. You're old.
Exactly. So we'll fight that battle at another time.
Best wishes to Gabby in retirement.
You're not making...
The audience is going to miss her.
You're making no points here. So today, our special guest is an old friend of ours. Her name is Abby Tracy. Abby is the national political reporter for Vanity Fair, and she currently lives in Brooklyn, New York. But most importantly, Abby was one of our original MJET crew.
MJETs,
which was the best thing that ever came out of Minnesota. MJET stood for Minnesota Junior Elite Team, and that was a junior triathlon team that did some very epic things in the early days of when epic things were still a part of epicness in triathlon. So Abby's on the phone right now. Abby, are you still there? Are you with us?
Yes, I am with you.
Hey, thanks for being on the show and putting up with us today.
I'm excited to do it.
All right, so you're in Brooklyn, New York right now?
Yes, I'm in Brooklyn. No snow here. You know, it's a beautiful fall day still out east.
Oh, give it time. This, you know, it happens. I've got relatives up in Maine, and they have no snow up there either. But give it time. How long have you been in Brooklyn for?
Oh man, six years.
Oh wow.
Yeah, 6 years I've been here.
Mm-hmm. And has that been your borough of choice the entire time, or did you start out like in one of the other boroughs?
So I started in Harlem, East Harlem. And then I moved on to Brooklyn, and I've been here ever since. Yeah, so I was there for about, I want to say I was in Harlem for maybe 9 months, but I've been down in Brooklyn for 6 years now. So.
Okay, I got a line in an apartment, a nice place on 14th Street, just down in Gramercy in Manhattan, if you want to move over to the Big Island.
Perhaps, you know, let's talk offline, you know, touch base on that.
Because I lived in New York City for a while.
Oh, really? I didn't know that, Chris.
Yeah, I did. So I was thrown out of college.
Retired from college.
Well, actually, apparently you had to go to class in order to get grades. But it was St. Cloud State, so it was more like some place to go pre-bar, you know, before. Not, I mean, bar like as in the go to the bar, not like take the bar. And so I got kicked out, and I was asked to spend some time to reflect on my thoughts and why I wanted to be in college. And my uncle took me in, and I went and I worked in a custom wood shop, cabinetry wood shop on Broome Street down in Soho. And we lived in Gramercy on 22nd and East 2nd.
So you were kind of the original hipster.
I was hip before hip was hip.
You were doing woodworking.
Oh, so hip. So
yeah,
hip.
You were taking time to find yourself.
I was riding a bike, you know, up and down Park Avenue.
So, I love this.
Yeah, so it was like...
I love this origin story that I didn't know about.
There's so much to this. I was like, I had a fake ID that looked nothing like me, but I drank in a little bar called Barfly on...
I've been to Barfly.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Okay, so that was where...
I don't know if it's still there now. It might be closed now.
Yeah, I would be surprised if it still is.
Abby, how is your fake ID? Ago?
Mine is great, you know, definitely getting in places. It says I'm, you know, 5'10", so really easy to get past the bouncers with that one.
For the audio listeners, Abby is very short.
that's not nice, Devin.
Is it accurate?
It is accurate. I am 5 feet tall.
Okay.
End of sentence.
What is the average height of a woman in America? I think it's 5'2", so I don't think
I thought it was 5'5".
No,
it's 5'5".
Is it 5'5"?
Like that song.
I thought
yeah,
men
like
was
5'5" with brown eyes.
No, for reals, I was listening to NPR and I thought they defined the national average height for men as 5'6", And
5'6".
That's what it said. And then 5'2" for women.
5'5" and
5'10". Are you sure this was modern times or was this?
This was like Civil War
1700s.
Yeah.
This could have been medieval times. I'm not sure there were like pre-Vikings, but I thought 5'2" was the line for women.
Mm-mm.
No, not, no way, Jose. Not even close. Okay, so I'm still not going to go down there because I'm a nice guy, Devin, and I don't make fun of people's shortcomings. No pun intended.
Shortcomings.
So
hey, I can fit in very small places. It's great. It's a great talent.
That's awesome. Abby, so talking back, you know, thinking back on MJets and thinking back like when you first kind of decided to join this ragtag group of
young up and coming triathletes.
Young up and coming triathletes. What were you doing? What was life like for you back then?
Oh man. Well, I learned about it through my high school cross-country skiing coach, Nordic ski coach, who suggested that I try out. And I tried out. It would have been, I would have been on the team the summer before my freshman year of college. So that would have been the first year that I was on it. I don't know. It worked. I used to be a swimmer. I was a runner in high school. I ended up running in college, but it seemed like a fun thing to do. And then I joined the team. Yeah. And then I was there for 2 seasons. So I was there the following year as well.
How many MJets can you remember that you may still be in contact with? I'm pretty sure you are, but how many can you remember?
How many can I remember? Well, yeah. Devin, Nick, Sarah, Lindsay, Gabby, Ben, Michael. Who else am I forgetting, Dev?
Our favorite.
Lindsay, the other Lindsay.
The other Lindsay. Double Lindsay. No, who's our favorite though?
Sweet little
young child from Wisconsin who you guys tormented terribly on our trip to first
Tony?
Trip. To, oh yes. Tony. Our trip down to Tuscaloosa, you guys tore into him.
Okay, well let's talk a little bit about why we tore into him in our trip down to Tuscaloosa.
Abby, would you say daddy issues were a factor?
Perhaps. But let's talk about Tuscaloosa. During the Tuscaloosa trip, during the transition between the swim and the bike, I cut my toe on my bike to the point that I needed 7 stitches.
I remember
Tony
that.
Cut. Yeah, I almost lost my toe. To finish the triathlon, like my shoe was just a pool of blood, ran on it, all that good stuff. I'm in the med tent. Tony comes into the med tent because it turns out that he stepped on like a rock at some point. And he's in the med tent like screaming bloody murder because he's in so much pain as he's being treated for essentially like a glorified scratch on his foot. My toe, meanwhile, is almost falling off and I'm fine. I'm chill. Like I'm dealing with the pain, whatever, whatever. Then we like fast forward. Tony milked that cut on his foot, which needed like a butterfly band-aid and nothing else. I had 7 stitches in my foot and he milked that thing like he couldn't walk and that his leg had been amputated. Devin, do you remember this?
I do remember
the difference in how he behaved.
I just remember being so inspired by your fortitude.
Oh,
you're a sisu.
I do remember when I walked into the tent as a coach and because John Odom was a doctor that saw you that day.
Yes.
And I still see John. But I remember hearing Tony, like I could remember hear him just like his whimpering and crying. And I went to him and I remember going to him first thinking, wow, what the heck is going on?
Something must be wrong with this guy.
And then I saw that your foot was basically, you know, wide open. And I was like, oh, okay. There's like, we've got other things we have to deal with, but I don't think at that point in time I was surprised by Tony's antics. And I think it was all, because you remember we had to pick him up at a gas station on the way down. And then.
Yeah, always a good sign.
And that was like, oh man.
Chris, were you trafficking children?
I was trafficking children across straight lines. And you don't even want to know how conscious I was when we pulled into Tuscaloosa that second time. I remember like slapping my face because we had to make it to the Madrinich's hotel because they had like food for us set up. And I was like, I had been driving like 18, 19 hours straight. And it was just terrible. And you guys were all snoozing in the back.
Now talk to us as the adult in charge and responsible for these young people. And you see 2 of them in the med tent covered in blood. One of them covered in blood. Oh. One of them with a scratch. Are you worried? Like, I have to drive these people back to Minneapolis?
No. I mean, I knew that I could probably, you know, do something to, you know, maybe not to medicate, but I knew I could, if I had to, I could probably call Tony's dad and he would have flew him home. You know, that's kind of how it was. I mean, not that Tony probably hadn't already called his dad 6 or 7 times from the med tent, because I think if I remember right, we didn't make it out of Wisconsin before he actually called his dad on his cell phone. And then I remember him calling his dad. True. I remember like in the morning he woke up and the first thing he did was he called his dad. And I thought, oh, wow, what are we going to be dealing with here? And his dad's nice, right? I still talk to his dad every once in a while. And I'm not sure what happened to Tony, but he's probably hugging a tree somewhere.
Probably hugging a tree.
Because that was his thing. But I, you know, I just remember.
I forgot about that.
I remember like having, like, we took some big trips. Like, you know, remember going to the Olympic Training Center, like, you know, and driving out there and staying at the OTC. Like, because I was in charge of like essentially 8 juveniles, you know, if you remember, we had, it was pretty heavy on staff because we had, I think, one staff person for every 2 people. If I remember right back then, maybe that wasn't that at that point in time, but I felt like you guys were in good hands. Like, I don't think anybody was at risk of, you know, peril or danger or anything, but I grew up around you guys. Cause I remember you, you guys got me on Facebook for the very first time when we were on that first Tuscaloosa trip. Those are my first photos. I remember John Shelp sitting next to me going, "What's Facebook?" And I'm like, "Oh, I don't know. I think it's something we got to do." And that was like the new thing. And then also trying to keep up, Abby, with you and Nick and your musical like choices.
Oh, yeah. We're super cool. We're super cool people who are always ahead of the curve. Just
that Girl Talk mix CD was like blew my mind forever.
Yep.
And
memories.
So good. And I don't know. Did you come away from that experience like with positive memories, or was it like that was a waste of time?
Oh, I mean, I definitely came away from it with positive memories. And, you know, I still talk to Devin and Nick regularly, or pretty regularly. Devin's a dad now, so, you know, that occupies some of his time. But, yeah, I definitely walked away with positive memories. Will say perhaps my college running career took a hit those first 2 years, just in terms of not focusing on running exclusively in the summers. But I don't regret it. At all.
And you went to Northwestern, right? For college?
Mm-hmm.
And you ran on scholarship there?
Yeah, small. Very small, but I did.
Well, you did. I mean, that's a college scholarship.
Northwestern is regarded as the St. Cloud State of Illinois?
Yep, hey. Exactly. Thank you for that characterization.
Yeah.
They're a Big Ten school.
Yeah, Big Ten, big time.
And so how many years did you run before? Because you stopped because of injury.
I actually redshirted my senior year and ran for 5th year in the fall. So at Northwestern, I double majored in journalism and economics. And what I did was I sat on an econ course. So I had to take one economics course that fall, which kept me eligible. And then I ran the fall cross country season as sort of a quote unquote 5th year after redshirting with a broken ankle my senior year of college. So I ran the entirety of my time there.
Oh, wow. Okay. So all of my bad mouthing collegiate cross country programs is kind of gone out the window. Because I've never been a super huge fan of it. I've always felt that it was like a big meat grinder.
What, just because all the athletes get hurt all the time?
Well, I mean, so I can, every athlete that I've ever had that has gone to, whether D3 to D1, has never come out healthy, strong, or, you know, in one piece. And I guess I would say, like, since you got hurt, I don't know that since it was what, you got hurt your junior year or the summer between your junior and senior year?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Before my senior year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So even though that wouldn't have been, would you contribute that injury to cross country, or how did that injury happen?
Yeah, I mean, well, so mine was unique. Relative to my teammates, I was actually probably one of the least injured individuals. I never had a stress fracture. I had a bone spur in my hip, but that was pretty much the extent of it. So I actually ended up breaking my ankle. And that wasn't a overuse injury. It was more like I just like fell, rolled my ankle really bad, and it broke. So it wasn't, I wouldn't necessarily attribute it to sort of, you know, overtraining type thing. It was a little bit more of a fluke than I think a typical college injury. And relative to other veterans of college cross country programs, I would say I came out healthier than sort of the average. And I guess like our team though too, it was different than, you know, a Madison or a University of Minnesota, which are just these massive rosters. And I think people kind of get lost a little bit in the shuffle. Our team was pretty small. It never was larger than 30 people when I was on it. So it was a little bit more personalized. Our mileage wasn't that high. In college, I think the most I ran a week was 60, 65 miles. So it wasn't quite that like meat grinder. That said, I would argue that I never reached my running potential in college. So two sides of the same coin, but I think I walked away more fortunate than the typical college runner, just in terms of health.
Do you still run today?
A bit, you know.
A bit, like how often?
I probably run like 3 or 4 days a week, but pretty minimal mileage. Nope. Yeah, like 3 to 5 miles. I think in COVID it's been a little less enjoyable just because I'm here in Brooklyn. So, you know, going to the park, there's always going to be people. So it's like constant wearing of the mask and things like that. So it's just a little bit more, it requires a little bit more motivation to get out the door these days than it used to, but I definitely am still able to run, which I can't say for all of my teammates or friends who ran in other college programs.
Yeah. I mean, Devin, how much do you run still?
I actually just started running again, and I'm also doing 3 runs a week.
You're doing 3 runs a week. Yep. Yeah. Devin has been pulling me out of, because for COVID, I spent all of the summer up at our lake house. So not around here.
Nice.
So we basically evac'd and we spent 6 months up in northern Minnesota.
Where?
In Grand Rapids.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. So I missed all of the stuff that happened in the cities. But once I got back, Devin's like, hey, let's go ride. And my Strava points went like through the roof. And so it's been good he's not as strong as he used to be, but
them quads.
I know. He stretches out the seams on those things with those big hams. But it has been a lot of fun because it's like, it's very, would you define our rides as kind of chatty Cathy's?
Oh yeah.
I mean, it's like, we just gossip like to.
Well, they're dad rides. So we pick an hour loop, never more.
Yep. Because there's always some defining issue, like either we got to pick up the kids for school or your parents have your child. You know, there's always something that has the reason why we have to be
in the
back.
Complicated life of the modern father.
Abby, the struggle is real. Let me just tell you.
I believe it, you know.
You know. One day when you have children, you will understand just how like small this world actually becomes when you're forced to sit and be tethered to another human being that you know.
I'll probably fire up this podcast episode and regret sort of my lack of sympathy in this moment for you guys.
Well, I don't even know what to say about that one. our
where
kid,
do you guys ride?
We ride, so we've got a couple of good ones. We do
Mendota Heights is a good loop, and then we have an airport loop. Those are our main two recently.
Yeah, we've got a longer one that we can stretch it out that goes a little over an IGH in Grove Heights.
That's like 80 minutes.
That's like 80 minutes. Yeah, we haven't like, you know, killed it with any sort of like super long rides. Mm-hmm. It's like usually a water bottle's worth. But my favorite one is our airport loop because that takes us down. We go down below Fort Snelling, climb up.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it's like you eat bugs on the terrible road that's on the service road down by, what's the Pike Island down there?
Yep.
We did workouts down there before, didn't we? Like MJET practices.
Is that where there was like a beach and we would run into the water there, or is that made up?
I think
you know
you just
what I'm
made...
talking about.
I think you're thinking of Lake Nokomis.
Oh, maybe that's it.
That might have been it. Yeah. No, this is like Pike Island's right like on the river. So we go through there, and there's always like a handful of bugs and, you know, terrible roads. And
brutal road.
Terrible, terrible. And then you climb out and you go to the airport, and we actually ride through Terminal 2 at the airport. Actually, like, you know, when people are, we have to stop for people going into the gate, and We've never, ever, ever been stopped by the cops there.
Never.
Riding through. Which just blows my mind that we've ridden for years through the terminal, essentially.
Well, and Terminal 2 is a ghost town right now with COVID.
Oh, Terminal 2 is like Southdale. I went to Southdale today.
Yeah.
And I was like, there's nobody there. I went to renew my driver's license because it's my birthday next week.
And this Ooh. Is uh-huh. 52.
Happy early birthday.
You can suck it because I'm still south of 50. This will be 49.
Oh, 49. Okay.
But yeah, it is a ghost town. Malls right now. I don't even know how they do it. Abby, when's the last time you were in a mall?
Oh, I don't even know. Like, even pre-COVID, I would have had a hard time telling you the last time I was in a mall. 2014?
Jeez.
It's been a minute.
Because there's not a lot of malls in NYC.
Brooklyn is artisanal shop.
It's not what you think it is, Devin.
Technically, that's not. So, all right, I should revise my answer. So technically, there's Brookfield Place, which is sort of where the subway station is at my office. And technically, that's a mall. But I was never going to it as, like, going to the mall, if that makes sense. So it is, like, a shopping center with food and different things like that. But I was never visiting it, you know, to pick up clothes or something of that nature. It's just the subway station. Oh. Like, it's the exit of the subway station. So then you're just naturally in a mall.
I appreciate your journalistic integrity and correcting yourself
yeah,
on that point.
Yeah, fact-checking myself. And in that case, then it would have been the last time I was there would have been the last time I went to the office, which was March 3rd, or the very first couple days of March. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And when you say office, I keep telling Chris that you're a Fox News anchor, and he keeps telling me that you're not. Could you please settle this for us?
I'm not a Fox News anchor.
Fake news.
I work at Vanity Fair, but our office is the World Trade Center. So the World Trade Center, you can get into it through this mall that I'm talking about.
Yeah. So, Devin, in your face, Milwaukee. Mm. I was totally right, and I know you were trying to be wrong on purpose. How long have you been at Vanity Fair?
Oh, also, I think 5 years.
Wow, that's pretty cool. I know
that's
that
four
I can
year, 4 years.
I can tell
I'm
you.
I'm not sure. 4 years.
Four years.
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay, let's just we'll land on four. I can tell you that Jill, my wife and I, when we see you on TV, we like get a little bit giddy because most of the MJets didn't turn out to be anything. Although Michael did turn out to be a doctor.
He's a doctor.
Devin lives at home off of his. Devin married his girlfriend so he could have free rent.
Yep.
And then knocked her up so he could like seal the deal for another 18 years.
Yep.
And anchor you're baby. Like, and yeah, exactly. Anchor baby. Tony went in the military because he had nothing else to do. See you on TV though. I mean, I got to say that when we did MJets, I really did invest into you guys. And I probably like had more like parental feelings towards you guys than you had thought, because as a coach, that's really where I get invested. I mean, to the point where Devin and I still do. We still have a dinner together once a year, kind of just ritualistic at the Nook. And we were just talking about what are we going to do for the Nook this year? Cause it's, you know, COVID
New
times.
Challenges. Yeah.
Are we going to go in? Are we going to Uber in, or what are we going to do? But seeing you on TV, it's one of those things where I get a lot of pride out of it. It's like, you know what? I feel like I was a part of a little bit of your upbringing. I felt like I was a part of your development. And that's that as a coach, it kind of makes me like, it makes me proud because, you know, I know you guys never, you guys probably laughed at me like all the time about just whatever I did or didn't do, but I really did and still do have a lot of investment. Like I still talk to Nick every once in a while, and I'm, you know, super proud of his track in life and where he's gone and what he's done. And Michael being a doctor, like I was just.
Well, let's not, I mean, a chiropractor. He technically has a doctorate.
Well, it's not like he's he's not like he's a dentist calling himself a doctor, because that's a whole different story.
Let's not overstate these chiropractors.
But it is true. It is, and so I just wanted to tell you that that we have this, the you know, pride in what you're doing and where you've gone, and that really does reflect in like why I keep doing what I do.
Yeah. No, thank you for that. And it is interesting because when I think back to when we were MJets, it was very much our formative years, because who, you know, the youngest was probably Gabby or Lindsay, who were what, 16 years old? And then Devin, you were the elder.
I was 24.
Preying on all
24?
The...
24, just hanging out. Well past when I was welcome.
Had to like stretch the parameters of the age, of the age group to kind of keep you in the mix there. But yeah, so we were all kind of at these interesting junctures in our life, like whether it was me and Sarah going off to college and Nick going off to college or otherwise. But it was, you kind of saw us before when we were just becoming adults. So it is interesting now, this many years later, to think about how dorky we were and where we are today.
I told you that some of the photos I was thinking about posting for this episode were some old photos from MJets. And I was just, I wondered how horrific you might have thought that be.
They were so bad. Well, Nick, Devin and I were laughing about them yesterday. Just a clown show of all of us. I very much appreciate you not dipping into that old stockpile of images.
You guys were super coordinated, though. I mean, it was clutch. Like you guys had the track suits and your name and the advertisements on it. Like, we had sponsors.
Batteries Plus, baby.
Batteries Plus.
Ayo.
You guys had bikes. I mean, it was like, when I think about junior programs, like, that program offered a lot more than a lot of the, like, the big programs that are out there right now. I personally stopped doing them because there was like other issues that came about, that I just was not super comfortable with, mostly coming from bigger programs and monetary issues. But, I thought you guys were like, I was always dialed into like how good you guys looked. Like, you had the uniforms. We had the team posters and everything that we made up.
The posters were so hilarious for a group of eight.
I totally blocked them out.
Eight okay triathletes.
I thought it was great. Those were some of my favorite times, though. That was my playing around and pretending like I was a team boss for like the Tour de France, just to get you guys all having the same stuff. But it was a lot of fun, and I'm glad you had a good experience with it, and it played a part.
We were definitely decked out. Absolutely.
The year of the coordinated sweatsuits was perfect. And Chris, you looked like such a classic Eastern Bloc. Like, because you had the same sweatsuit as the rest of us. It's like, there's our Eastern Bloc coach who's like, you train 40 hours now.
Minus the whistle.
Yep. Yeah, no whistle.
Did you ever see, Abby, did you ever see the first year of MJets when we took the photo out in Manitou? And
was it before me? Like, was
07?
It,
no. So, Abby, you were there 08 and 09. Yes, 07 was the inaugural year.
Yeah.
Who was on the team? Was it just Devin?
It was just me.
It was basically just Devin standing next to me awkwardly. it was Devin. It was Nick.
Jeff Lombardo.
Jeff Lombardo. Wow. I can't remember.
Wait, no. Nick was on a year before me?
Was he?
Know that.
No, I think it was myself.
Michael.
Michael.
Jeff Lombardo.
There was another one. I think there was four boys and two girls.
And Shayla and Kelsey.
Shayla and Kelsey, yep.
Who was that other guy? Can't remember.
I don't know. I'd have to go dig it up.
Yep.
But that was a good one, because I like, that is very Eastern Bloc. It's like, all I'm missing is the whistle, you know, and like some, you know, Belarusian like kind of porn stash. That's all I'm really missing, because then that would have been locked in. But that was, that was early. Because how long did Shayla stay with us? Just 1 year?
I think just a year, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know her.
Yeah. Because I think that was, because that was like the thing that we ended up having to try and, because we started to recruit, even though we did test, you know, we never had a huge testing pool, but trying to recruit people to come and be a part of the program. That was a big piece. And I thought that we did fairly well with it. And I'm glad.
And how many, I mean, I'm just trying to think back to outcomes. How many athletes from the program transition to professional racing?
Are we talking high level professional or marginal professionals?
Just racing professionally. I'm just trying to think.
Oh, that actually got a license that said pro on there.
Because I know there was me. Abby, did you go pro?
No.
Oh, you ran D1. Right, right. You redshirted as a senior. D1. You broke your ankle. Right. Right.
She got a scholarship to college, Devin. Did you? How did you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah,
How'd that work? Yeah, okay.
College, yeah. The St. Cloud State of Illinois.
You know, maybe I'll, now that Devin's kind of talking trash, maybe I'll have to go pro now. I will say I actually have not done a triathlon since I left.
What?
Wow. Yeah. Oh. Well, I didn't have, kudos to you, Chris. Like, we had such good gear. I couldn't not have good gear if I did it, you know?
I set the bar way too high for
really,
you.
Really, that was just the barrier to entry, and I just kind of, you know, went into retirement. But who knows? Who knows?
Do you think
this,
as a major...
This year is going to be the year.
Do you think as a major TV personality, you could speak with some of these tri brands and maybe procure some sponsorship? Just because of your influencer and public persona?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm sure Battery Plus would love it if I wore my old unitard on MSNBC.
Unitard?
I do not see that. Like... Unitard is not the preferred nomenclature here. Come on.
This is, yeah. It's
unitard.
What is it? Tri-suit?
It's a tri-suit. Maybe it's not even a singlet. It's a one-piece tri-suit. I think unitard.
Like one,
this is not
one
ballet.
Piece, anything is a unitard. Just like, as a note.
No. Because a unitard does not have legs. Just
they
saying.
Can.
Abby, that was my profession, and you are denigrating everything I worked for.
I am sorry. Didn't you get, it is kind of cool that you got, what was it, Dev? Like, just like a nice little piece of paper that said you were pro? Not laminated, right? It was just like a bare piece of paper?
Well, it was, I had a card. It's like an ID card. You have your elite license. Yeah.
Was it laminated?
I got to go to special.
Was it quit ducking the question. Was it laminated?
It's a plastic card. Your USAT membership card.
Comes sort of so plasticky.
I got to go to special meetings before races with other pros.
So Devin got to hang out with pro athletes.
Yep.
Other pro athletes.
I got to see the guy who would eventually win the race.
It's like,
at the meeting.
Hey, I'm Devin. Hello? Would you sign my booklet?
Hello.
What were these meetings like? Like, did they provide snacks or?
There were, in fact, no snacks.
Oh, you know, but they did call them athlete lounges, didn't they? Weren't you in athlete lounges?
Early on, Lifetime, when Lifetime was still pumping good bucks into the sport, they pampered the pro athletes pretty well. Like, there was like a dinner, but like Ironman, you just showed up to some hotel lobby and sat there while Thomas Gerlach asked 46 questions about how he can maybe gray zone break the rules without getting penalized.
You never did Lifetime as a pro though, Devin.
Yeah. It was my first race as a pro in 2010.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah, I got 11th.
Okay.
Payment went 10 deep.
Oh, how many pros were there that
12.
Who did you beat?
I don't even know. No, I got 11th. I think there were, I don't know. The prestige of that event peaked in 05 or 06, 07.
Yeah.
When they're throwing down really big prize money.
That was like the crow years.
Yeah. And then it was trailing off a smidge by 2010. And then I think they dropped the prize money altogether a couple years later.
Oh. Was that ever...
Wasn't the prize purse like 100K?
No, it was a mil at one time.
It was huge, huge, huge.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it 07... There was a massive bonus if you could win their series, which was Chisago, Dallas, Minneapolis.
It's called Chicago, not Chisago. Yeah. Two totally different cities. One is very small. One is very large.
It's all the same to me. So, and I remember, I think it might have been 07, and Greg Bennett like pulled it off and won every single one of the events.
Yeah.
And he got a monster payday off of that.
That was, because that was just after then they did the Equalizer after that. Because that was the big Toyota Cup series. And yeah, that was, that race has been pivotal in the definition of some athletes' careers, not yours, but some other athletes' careers. Crowe had said that when he won the half mil and walked away with that Toyota or whatever it was, 4Runner that they gave him, that he used that money to pay off his house so he could focus on Ironman training. And the following year, he actually won Hawaiian Ironman because he could not have to worry about...
Well, that's fake news because he won, I think, in 05. And then he, over the course of a couple years, transitioned first to half.
It's not totally fake. It's exaggerated, not
he
totally real.
He won the half worlds initially. And then he, out of the gate at Kona.
Still one of the nicest fellas in the world.
He got second to
Devin,
Macca in 07.
Devin, are you writing his biography?
Listen, Abigail, first of all, I raced Craig Alexander. Okay, I've been on the race course.
Wait. You were at the same race as Craig Alexander.
I have been out there rubbing elbows with Crowey.
Yeah, no, being at the same race is not racing against him, just because you guys started at the same time.
Well, now, I'm going to correct you. Actually, so it was 2010. He came to the Midwest. He did Lifetime, and then the Spirit of Racine, or Racine 70.3, was the next weekend.
If you start talking about racing against Macca at the same time, I'm just going to throw up in my mouth.
Macca, I mean, the only time I raced him, he did drop out, so I technically beat him. But Crowey, I think he brought his whole family to the Midwest. Here's the difference between Macca and Crowey. Crowey brings his family, so his family's there to race, or family's there to be with him for the weekend. I see him in Minneapolis for Lifetime. Then the next weekend, he and I race at Racine 70.3. Me and Crowey went back and forth on the bike.
What?
We were taking poles leading that race. He had a couple of his Australian countrymen, you know, the kind of guys who live in basements in Boulder. They, Josh Ricks and Matty White, they were drafting off each other, just sitting in the back of the pack. Complete cheaters. Absolute 100% Australian-born cheaters. And here, Crowey, because he has a little integrity and he's a good athlete, he and I were smashing it at the front. I think Brian Rhodes took poles too. Brian Rhodes, cruising into transition at Racine, it's a steep downhill into the park. He did a complete barrel roll. It was hilarious. Oh. And then he dropped out because he was doing a race Lake Placid the next weekend.
Oh, man.
But I went back and forth with Crowey. I earned Craig Alexander's respect in a race.
Aw.
Okay?
Okay.
And he kind of encouraged me. He was easily winning because he was crushing the run, because he can always run like 113-ish.
Yeah, I was going to ask, how was the run, Dev?
Well, I will have you know.
What happened there?
I did melt down a little bit. I think I ran slow. I ran like 128. But I still got fourth in the race.
Congratulations.
I rode 205.
Well, that
205.
I know, but that
205.
Yeah, that course is defined like as a Devin Palmer friendly course. Kind of like Tuscaloosa was when you won age group nationals on the bike and you had the fastest bike split.
53.
Yep. Well, look what that got you. A bike frame that you still probably have in your basement somewhere.
I sold it for $500. The company Blue, which has gone in and out of business basically on an annual basis.
Yeah. No, it was, but that course was like one of my favorites. That was a nice.
Yeah, Racine, it was
flat, lots of good straights. Relatively smooth, except for a couple of concrete areas. But
because you and I did it in 07, we did it together. We carpooled over there.
Yep.
And then, so it was my first half. That was my first half. And then I did it as my first half as a pro in 2010. And the Ironman had bought it by 2010.
Yeah.
Because it was Spirit of Racine. And then it got bought up.
And then now it's not anymore.
I think they're done.
It's
with
gone.
It. Yeah.
Abby, if I were to beg you to come back and do a race and I would take care of all your equipment for you, would you come back and do a race in 2021?
Yeah.
Okay. Put this on your calendar. Absolutely. Maple Grove Triathlon formerly was a Lifetime event, so it's high caliber. It's
Quick question. And this is just me doing my due diligence.
Yes, yes.
Who owns the Maple Grove Triathlon?
It is owned by Crank Productions.
Okay. And who's Crank? I'm thinking Chris and Frank, maybe?
Chris and Frank, yes.
Oh, that, Chris Worthout?
And Frank Blackstone.
Oh, you.
Yeah, we own the race together.
Okay. Just getting the disclosures
high
out
high level production.
Just getting the disclosures
just
out
getting
there.
The collegiate. It's a Midwest Collegiate Regional Championships. So you Ooh. could race in your old Northwestern unitard. If you wanted to,
yep.
Or I could probably find, we could probably scrape up.
You can wear my M-Jet.
An M-Jet unitard.
My parents probably have it.
Hanging it framed on a wall somewhere, I'm hoping.
Yeah.
It's late August. It's the 21st of August, 2021, Maple Grove, Minnesota. I will, I'll take care of all of your equipment. If you pinky swear right now that you'll come back and do it.
I pinky swear. I'll do it.
Yes.
I might drown, but I'll do it.
No, you won't drown. We've got lifeguards.
So Abby probably would ride the same size frame as London?
I mean, I did rock the extra small. I was the only one who wasn't able to use zip wheels because I was.
Oh, that's right. You had 650s.
Oh, you're.
Yeah.
That's right. You had the baby wheels. I forgot that. That was.
Sucked.
Yeah. No, we'll take care of you. I'll get you a bike and we'll. It'll be like good old times. I mean, even Devin will come out and do the race.
I'm planning to be there.
Come out of retirement, Dev.
I'm planning to be there, mostly in a marketing capacity to, yeah. sell my real estate services. But
I tried to have him buy in as a sponsor, Abby, and he's like, no, I'm just going to show up and hand out business cards to people randomly.
Just lurking with a stack of business cards.
He's totally scabby. He's going to be like putting them on everybody's car windshield in the parking lot.
I loved it. When you would come back to your car after a race and someone had done that, that was the tackiest move.
Because races back then were just like, you know, somebody went to Kinko's and copied off like, you know, 1,000, you know, green sheets with just black. They weren't fancy.
Now, speaking of promoting my business in real estate, Devin Palmer Remax results. Abby, is there a chance you could go ahead and give me a shout out the next time you're on Fox News?
Absolutely. What is it?
Devin Palmer Remax? My name. And I'm with Remax Results at the brokerage. MSPmoves.com. That's MSPmoves.com.
It's all he talks about when we ride, too.
Real estate is great. Never on Fox, but, you know, so since I'm never on Fox, I will make that promise to you.
Awesome. Okay. See? Good luck. Way to lock it in. Way to lock it in. That's all he talks about when we ride. Oh, this house costs this much. He took me on a Parade of Homes tour one day. Like, we went, I got to check out a house.
Well, listen, the parade was there.
He is such a house nerd right now. Abby, you can't even understand. Like, everything is like, house this, house that. Look at this. And it's like, it's kind of funny, but it is like all you talk about on our rides.
Yeah.
Like, that's all it is.
I mean, I do follow him on Instagram, and it's pretty, shall we say, one note.
Well, listen.
Called you a one-trick pony. Come on, you got to have a back for that. Come on, retort.
I have an algorithm I follow. It's self-promotional content, baby content. Self-promotional content, baby content.
Is it one for one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Roughly, give or take.
You factor in a dog every once in a while. You put
Teddy
soda
makes,
in there.
Teddy makes an appearance.
Yeah, you put pets in there. Abby, you have a dog, right?
No, I don't. I can't have a dog in my apartment. My sister has a dog.
Oh,
so you might see some of that content.
Okay, that's what I thought. I thought you had a dog.
Yeah, me riding her canine coattails. Yeah. Oh,
what's her name?
The dog's
name, not your sister.
Or my sister.
No. Don't care about your sister.
The dog's name is Odin, and it's a Samoyed.
Oh, Odin. Very nice. Mm-hmm. Very, very, very Marvel-esque.
He's a very regal dog.
I like it. Does he have one eye?
No.
Oh.
No, he has. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, he has both his eyes.
Okay.
I hate to break it to you.
No. Well, remember. Odin, you know, Thor's dad,
mm-hmm.
had only one eye.
I do recall that.
Okay, so that's why I'm asking. I'm trying to be relevant to the kids. Just trying to stay fresh in my young 40s.
You're
40s.
Very early 40s.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, Abby, we have put you through way too much torment, so I'm going to push us into the last portion of our section here. And this is a little thing we've done before with famous people, and since you qualify as that, I'm going to give you two things, and you have to tell me top of mind first, whatever comes to mind, which do you choose out of these two things? And I might ask you a follow-up question on that. Okay. Beach or mountains?
Mountains.
Beatles or Rolling Stones?
Beatles.
Ooh, how come?
Because we were a Beatles household.
Really? Oh, so you're okay. So it's driven by your parents. Okay, I can understand that. Espresso.
Come Together was a warm-up song.
Really?
For me, yeah.
Oh, okay. I can hear that.
Yeah.
I can hear that. Espresso or cappuccino?
Cappuccino.
Good choice. Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Trek.
Oh, you thought about that for a second.
I did.
Are you not like on either board? You just had to pick one just because you needed to answer me, or is there?
Well, if I'm being honest, it was very difficult because there are so many subcategories in that. So I don't know what Star Wars you're referring to, what Star Trek you're referring to.
Not so much either.
I kind of panicked.
Yeah. So
and I would say I would actually, if I could revise it, I would probably say Star Wars.
Okay.
But I just like didn't know which, you know.
Mostly just the genre.
My judgment too.
I guess it's mostly genre.
Your journalistic integrity really is shining today.
She's very honest.
Thank you.
Very honest.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're gonna. Politico is gonna fact check you as 100% honest right now.
Really nuanced replies.
All right. So in this, since you ride a bike much anymore?
I do.
Okay.
to the office and such.
Okay.
But it's not like the bikes we used to cruise around on by any means. It has three gears.
All right.
And
so
it's so slow.
if you did have to choose between mechanical or electric shifting.
Mechanical?
Yeah, probably because you don't even know what electric shifting feels like.
Yeah, I'm not even.
Yeah, it's right. Vacation or staycation?
Vacation.
Was that vacation?
Vay.
Okay. Is that based on the fact that COVID has pretty much had you as a staycation for the last six, 7 months?
Yeah, I've been staycationing in New York for a minute now. So, like, let's get me out of here.
All right. I love it. Where would you go if you could go anywhere and life was normal right now?
Probably Colorado, actually. Get outside.
Nice.
I mean, I was just thinking domestically since we're not allowed in other countries right now. But
How about out of the country? Where would your destination be out of the country?
I want to go to Peru.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. You ever been to Peru, Devin?
I have not.
You been out of the country, Devin? Besides Canada? Mexico?
Republic of Texas.
We got to get you out of the country this year. How about that? You can go along with my 50th birthday when we go to Belgium.
Ooh, okay.
You got to pay your own way, though.
Oh.
Well, okay.
Let me talk to Batteries Plus.
All right, we'll see how that goes. Abby, beer or wine?
Beer.
Okay, do you have a favorite kind of beer that you go to?
Well, so here's another issue. My question, I love both beer and wine, and I answer that in the context of this current moment, and it would be a little too early in the day to start on wine. So I said beer because beer, you know, as Dev taught us on the MJets, because he was old enough to drink, you know, beer is such a great liquid carb. My go-to is just like IPAs for beer. And then my wine choice is Sauvignon Blanc, which would be more for a later in the day situation.
Very regal. All right. I'm going to ask you both to be 100% honest. Devin, did you ever buy beer for any of the kids?
I did not. I barely drank at that time.
Abby, did you ever ask Devin to buy beer for you?
No.
Oh,
I was like very straight edge at that time.
We were good kids.
So lucky.
We didn't drink ever.
Okay. I'm so lucky there, because that could have gone
real bad.
Real bad. Okay.
Yeah, now I'm thinking about it. Like, how uncool, guys.
Yeah, you guys are totally just like, okay. All right, moving on. In the game Tic-Tac-Toe, would you prefer to be X's or O's?
X's.
Do you know that every person I've ever asked that question to has answered X?
Yeah, because it's stronger.
Is it?
Yeah, it's like an X is stronger than an O.
Okay. I'll believe you. I don't know. I have nothing to argue against that. So I'll just take your word for that. But it's just a comment, a very funny little factoid that everybody I've ever asked has answered X. Movies, comedy or drama?
Comedy.
Okay.
I was hesitant on that one. I don't know.
Last movie you saw?
Oh, Kajillionaire. Well, what do you mean last movie? Like last movie I watched? Last movie I saw.
Yeah, watched.
Okay, Kajillionaire.
Kajillionaire. Good?
Yeah, it's good. People should watch it. It is on Prime, I believe. It's great. It's a good movie.
All right.
It just came out.
Evan Rachel Wood,
isn't it? Evan Rachel Wood. Oops. Yeah.
I'll have to look it up. Gum or mints?
Gum.
All right. Apple or Android?
Apple.
Yes. You can't have these in either of these in your apartment, but dogs or cats?
Dogs.
Good call. Crossword or Sudoku?
Crossword.
All right. Do you do the New York Times crossword?
Occasionally, but I'm not like an avid crossword person. Like, I'm not somebody who does it every day and then like completes the Sunday one or whatever.
Right.
Sometimes I just dabble.
If you ever happen to run across Will Shorts, Puzzle Master.
Yes.
Please get a picture of him for me and send it. Because I am a huge avid fan of his, and I listen to the puzzle on NPR on the weekends all the time.
Oh, yeah.
So,
that's the thing with crosswords too, is it's like the closer you pay attention to them and the more you play them, like it repeats, so it gets easier.
Yeah. Well, actually, I think they progress in difficulty through the week.
Yeah.
Quick question.
Yes.
Could Abby just take a picture with any stranger and tell you it's Will Shorts? Because who knows what Will Shorts actually looks like?
Do you know how I know? How I know?
I know how I know.
He was on Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
He made an appearance on the Nine-Nine.
He did make an appearance in the Nine-Nine.
Abby, also, were you on that show?
This is how... Yes, I was. Actually, no, but it is filmed right by my apartment. But no, I actually also know Chris asked the right person because I also know what he looks like because he was on How I Met Your Mother as well. He had some cameos. So I would know.
Okay. So another thing. So that's on your to-do list. Get a photo of Will Shorts and say, this is for Chris. Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. Awesome.
I got it.
All right. Burgers or pizza?
Burgers.
Lyft or Uber?
Lyft.
That's a new one on there. All right. Good job. Jill made me take Uber off my app because she said it was they were a very sexist company. So I'm not allowed to use Uber anymore. Plus, Lyft gives me miles on when I use it on Delta. All right. So we've got one last question, Abby. And this is going to define how I view you for the rest of your life.
Oh, yeah.
And if you are going to be in my good graces or not.
Will the triathlon be off the table if I mess this up?
No. I still pinky swore that one. This is just if I like, you know, if we're proud of you anymore, or we just kind of like, oh yeah, there she is again.
Got it. Yeah, so more casual.
Or if I like you on Instagram anymore, if I do any more likes on your posts.
Oh, okay.
Biggie or Tupac?
Oh, so here's the situation. Tupac, absolutely, because I listened to Tupac all the time as a kid. That said, I listen to Biggie more now.
Okay, but you're still going with
my original allegiance is to Tupac.
Yes.
I used to constantly listen to Tupac growing up with my best friend, specifically Hit 'Em Up, and that was a very big song.
Thug Life, baby, West Side.
So you just answered with a big old that set. You can't play both sides. This is a very divisive issue, and you used that said to play both sides.
She said Tupac, but she's listened to Biggie now more, but she still chose Tupac over Biggie, which is the answer I needed you to hear.
Yeah, I needed to hear from you. Will always be to Tupac, but I listen to Biggie more than I listen to Tupac now.
I think Biggie's got... Go ahead.
What were you going to say? Oh, 560 State Street is like around the corner.
Oh.
Biggie reference.
Yeah. See, I think Biggie has good flow, and he had good production quality that was more relevant with Puffy, because a lot of his hooks or samples were like 80s songs. Whereas Tupac, if you think about it, Tupac had Dre as a producer, and he was more funk and soul. So maybe not as much soul, not as much popular culture references. So it wasn't as catchy. But I think Tupac was more socially relevant.
This has been old school hip hop analysis with Final K Sporting Services.
What are you talking about? I could be on UMTV Raps.
Because you were probably 30.
Was Dr. Dre, Ed Lover, and Coach Chris. That's what UMTV Raps should have been.
You were probably 32, 33 when Biggie came out.
You are just the worst person in the world. I was not nearly that old, I don't think. Maybe I was. I don't know.
Not sure, though. Not sure.
If I'm supposed to recruit young children, then I need to be relevant to the terms.
Chill. Whoa.
Just kidding. No, but that's kind of where I go. I mean, I still listen to stuff that I probably shouldn't because, you know, I just do. There you go.
It's all fair game.
So thank you for answering Tupac, because that's what I needed to hear, because that's where I lean. But that's... So that is our... That's our this or that back and forth for that one. And
nice.
Yeah. I originally heard that from Prince Harry did it with President Obama, and I thought that was pretty a cool thing, because Prince Harry used to have a podcast until he got married.
What an influencer!
He is, but then he gave up the crown, and now he's just a commoner in Canada.
Didn't they move to LA?
They live in LA.
They live in LA now. I thought they moved to Canada.
No, they're in an apartment next to Nick.
They're here.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Maybe Megan's going to make a reappearance in the TV industry.
Oh boy.
She's going to they got to earn money somehow. They're unemployable. I mean, who's going to employ them? I mean, you got a very, handsome foreign ginger, and then you have a teen actress. they got to make money somewhere.
Hmm. Northwestern grad. Shout out, Meghan Markle.
Oh, really?
Cats. Yeah.
There you go. I did not know that. Good job. Abby, do you have anything you want to plug?
No. Okay. I don't really. I mean, what types of things are people plugging other than Devin and his real estate?
Yeah.
Remax, Devin Palmer, Remax Results, MSPmoves.com.
Do you want to plug yourself on social media? Do you have a book coming out? Are you appearing in a movie? Anything like that?
I am the next Bond girl. No, I have a podcast. You can listen to my podcast.
I might if I have time.
Yeah. It's called Odd Job.
Odd Jobs.
We interview people with unique and unusual jobs.
Like triathlon coaches?
Like realtors?
Yeah, or like...
Like realtors.
Realtor, being a realtor is perhaps like the least odd job.
Realtor/dads.
Like we've interviewed like a bridesmaid for hire, a psychic medium.
Oh, wow.
A seduction expert. This week's was a victim's rights lawyer who focuses on like online crimes that's really interesting. Yeah, so we kind of have a whole mix there. Ghost hunters. Oh, wow. An episode.
And where can we find this podcast?
Everywhere. So it's on Spotify, it's on Apple, it's on Pocket Casts, where pretty much anywhere you find your podcast.
All right.
Check out Odd Job.
Odd Jobs, right next to Be Better in the podcast section in Apple and Spotify.
The pantheon of tremendous podcasts on Apple.
Up there in the top million.
Definitely.
Definitely. Well, Abby, thank you for being
you for having me.
We loved that you were coming on. I mean, having a fun guest and enjoy your pre-snow out there on the East Coast. And I would say just go out and be a little better out there today.
Be a little better. And can we say a fond farewell one more time to Gabby, who is, again, retired from the podcast.
Gabby is not retired from the podcast.
I am the new co-host.
Devin is temporary. He's a stand-in. You're like a weekend anchor, Devin, and you're lucky to be here. So unless Gabby ends up getting like, you know, Brian Williams or something like that, you know, she gets me too'd out of here.
Caught in a real lie.
Yeah, she's like as pure as the driven snow. There's nothing that she's gonna do wrong.
No, look at the numbers.
We can do a spinoff, Devin. We can do a spinoff. Talk to me after this. We'll do a spinoff called. Be okay.
How about be best?
Be best. The be best podcast with Abby and Devin.
Not touching that one.
You but can't
be okay or be all right.
Yeah, you can't imagine how angry I am that my hashtag that I created was one upped. That with the be best, that was just terrible. Makes me very angry. All right,
it's really on you though.
All right, yeah. Abby, we look forward to seeing you out and about, hearing you on your podcast. Good luck with your career and good luck training for the Maple Grove Triathlon in 2021. If you need any help with
I'll
that,
be out
I know.
There.
Yeah, I know a good coach, and then I also know a marginal coach who could help you depending on what level of success you want to reach for. So
okay, yeah.
We can do that.
I usually aim for marginal, but that's good to know that I have a higher rung that I can reach at as well.
Awesome. Well, thanks for being here. We really appreciate you. And we look forward to seeing you in person someday soon.
Yeah. Well, thanks again. I appreciate it. Always good to catch up with you guys.
All right. Devin, thanks for being here. Thanks for filling in part-time for our...
pleasure as the regular, permanent co-host going forwards.
Full-time co-host. We want to remind you guys that we have some Be Better swag out there if you want to support us. We have actually a t-shirt that shows our cover art on there that can be found on the finalk.com website under our merchants merchandise. So and we will now start to have our podcast be a little bit more regular since I remember to bring the equipment back from the lake house, and we will be having some more great guests coming up in the future. But if you have any recommendations you want us to talk about, questions you want us to answer, feel free to put them in the comments. You can tag Devin or you can tag me.
Send them directly to me, as I will be handling all comments and questions as the new co-host.
So until next time, we just ask you to be a little bit better. Take care.